Hello everyone, this is Kai, and this is another episode of All Things Kai. Well, in our last episode, we talked about beer as I know it. Now, in this episode, we're also going to be talking about beer, but we're going to be talking more about craft beers. In the last episode, we closed with a brief introduction into the world of craft beers. Now, this time, we're going to be focusing our attention on craft beers as a topic or as a category of beers generally. So,
after our brief discuss on beer types and styles, it's evident that IPAs, wheat beers, sour beers, and Belgian beers all do very well as an introduction to craft beers because they have an amazingly varied flavor profile. They also offer a variety of brewing techniques. Craft breweries or microbreweries typically would produce less than a large-scale corporate brewery would, and this would be in the region of, say, fewer than 15,000 barrels. So it isn't out of character to find a brew pub. These are pubs that would brew their own beer for sale on their premises. Now, although the term microbrewery was originally used to describe the size of the brewery, it has come to reflect much more. There's also the question of alternative attitude, approach to brewing, flexibility of color, taste and flavor profile,
the adaptability of the beer, and experimentation, as well as customer service. Now, the attention to quality and diversity of flavor puts craft beers in a completely different class of advertising from your larger, more commercial breweries. So while the alcohol percentage of beer can range from about 3% to over 10% by volume, you cannot determine alcohol content based on beer color or age or style. Barley wines, German Bock, Doppelbock, and other fest beers tend to contain a higher percentage of alcohol than other beers. Now, in the world of craft beer, there is the offer of seasonal options, where you have pumpkin beer for fall, citrus for summer, floral flavors for spring. This isn't to say that several flavors cannot be carried all year round, but it just means that craft beer brands have a lot more to offer
when it comes to flavor profile, as well as seasonal style brewing. Now, Radler beers, for instance, are a test quenching combination of beer and lemonade or any other light-bodied non-alcoholic beverage. Sour beers combine any number of beer styles with a myriad of non-alcoholic beverages like Earl Grey tea, herbal flavors like bergamot or oranges and lime, or any number of fruits. You also have tropical flavors, and sometimes you have them in a light-hearted sweet and sour taste. In all, for your own safety though, talking about craft beers or regular beers, whichever way, simply because there is alcohol involved, for your own safety as well as others, it's important that we do not, emphasis on do not, drink and drive. drinking any amount of alcohol can impair your ability to drive. Therefore, it's advisable to have a designated driver or call a cab. It's important to know that time is the only remedy for overindulgence. Quick fixes like coffee, cold showers, or exercise will not entirely sober you up. So it's important to know your limits and drink responsibly. Okay, so in closing, I'm just going to say that there are some random standard measurement units that you just might like to know when it comes to beer. You have a SRM, which is a standard reference method. This refers to your beer color, whether it's a light gold or amber or a very dark earthy color. Now, there's also your ABV, which is alcohol by volume. This talks about the alcohol content according to the volume of the beer. Now, IBU talks about International Bitterness Unit. So these are three of the standard measurement units that you could come across when you're talking about beer and alcohol consumption. So this has been another interesting episode of All Things Sky, and we talked about craft beers. I hope that it has been an interesting discourse, and we'll look forward to meeting you or having you listen in next time. Thank you so very much. Have fun.